Welcome to the Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey, my friend, welcome to another edition of the Thriving Christian Artist podcast. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Really, really glad that you are here. Listen, it's art show season, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. I know we have a lot of folks that listen to us in Australia and New Zealand, but up here, we're getting ready to have some art shows. It's spring. The weather's getting beautiful in most parts of the country, and there are going to be spring and summer art shows and fall art shows, and I wanted to start talking about that. We're actually starting this conversation like we do every year inside of the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program, and wanted to talk today on the podcast just about some of the fears and roadblocks that can happen when you're talking about doing an art show, because, you know, one of the things we all know is that art shows can be one of the best ways to get in front of a lot of potential clients out there and get your work out there. And yet at the same time, it can be a daunting task, right? There can be a lot of things that go wrong. There can be a lot of things that are intimidating, especially if you've not done any or very many in your life. And so I wanted to kind of walk through some of the fears and anxiety that you might have about that, and hopefully give you the confidence to be able to move forward so that you can get out and begin to share your work with others. I was reminded today as I was thinking about putting this episode together of a friend of mine who said years ago, you know, their initial marketing strategy was just make as much art as possible and get it out in front of as many people as possible. And I just really appreciated that, you know, this idea that whatever it takes, I got to get out. And that was really my, you know, sort of theology of advertising as well. When I first started making, I just wanted any opportunity I could to get my work out there in front of people. And over the years, you know, you can start kind of realizing what shows are great, what shows are not, where your ideal client is, you know, that sort of thing. But it still doesn't lessen any of the fears and anxieties that might be coming up. One of the first things I think that I really struggle with, and I see a lot of artists struggle with, is sort of this fear of rejection and criticism, not only from potential clients and prospects, but also other artists, you know, which is kind of number two, this imposter syndrome, right? Fear of rejection and imposter syndrome go right together, because a lot of artists, you know, when you're first doing your first shows, you're kind of feeling like, am I good enough? Is this going to be well received? Or, you know, are people going to make fun of me? Or are they going to, is nobody going to buy my work? Am I going to be the only person that's not selling anything? Or are you going to go into a show like I did? I remember this so vividly, going into my first show at the Southern Highland Craft Guild and beginning to wonder, oh my gosh, am I even at the right level for this? Like, is there any way that I can compete with these artists? It was just really, really daunting. And all that imposter syndrome just started, you know, flooding back into my mind and saying, you know, you're a fraud, you're not good enough, all this sort of thing. Of course, that wasn't true. And of course, everybody made me feel super welcome, as most artists do in art shows. But that was just, you know, a gnawing feeling inside of me. And I would just say, if you're feeling either one of those things, that fear of rejection or imposter syndrome, it's a great opportunity as you're preparing for art show season to just take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I know you've called me as an artist. I know this is who I am and part of how you've called me to release the kingdom. And Lord, I want to have confidence in who you have created me to be. And this is why I talk about renewing your mind so much, because all of this stuff, you know, that I'm talking about today is 100% a mind game, but you've got to keep yourself focused on the truth rather than magnifying the potential difficulties that can come your way. And again, especially as it relates to fear of rejection and imposter syndrome. Now, once you get through that, there are some other sort of, you know, more practical things that may be on your mind. One I know is financial concerns. I mean, the better shows that are out there, juried shows, they're not $25. They're not $50. You know, these shows are usually $250 to $500. Sometimes I've paid as much as $1,500 to be in a juried show before. And that's just the booth fee, right? Not to count the materials and transportation and your hotel, or maybe you take a camper or whatever, or stay with a friend. I mean, I've done all those. I'm not taking a camper, but I've done all the other things. But you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong and can be weighing on you financially when it comes to doing a show. And that's, you know, why you got to weigh those things, right? You got to make sure, is this kind of show, even though it's great, am I producing the level of work, and am I having regular sales enough that I can sort of forecast whether this is going to be a good show for me or not? But you never want to think of those things, those financial concerns, as just expenses. They are 100% an investment. And just like any, you know, regular business expense that you have in your business, whether it's, you know, artist mentoring, being a part of our mentoring program, whether it's, you know, buying art supplies or applying for shows or transportation or hotel accommodations, most of those things, if not all of them, are tax deductible expenses that come, you know, reduce the amount of money that you're having to report as taxable income for your business, which is huge. Now, obviously, you have to work with a great CPA and know all the rules and follow all the IRS guidelines and that sort of thing to get the benefit of that. But you have to change your mindset when it comes to the finances, and don't let those things scare you. Allow those things to be perceived as investments in your business rather than just taking money away from you. Because if you think like that over and over and over again, you're always going to be afraid of spending money and investing money in your business. But you have to realize you've got to invest in shows. You've got to invest in advertising and marketing and all the stuff in order to be able to get your work out there and reap the benefit of profit through selling your work. So again, don't magnify that or perceive that in a way that is not helpful. See those things as investments rather than just taking money out of your pocket. All right. Now, I know a lot of things that, you know, people are really struggling with in regards to art shows is some of the logistical challenges, you know, transporting your artwork, setting up your booth, managing your inventory, especially if you've never had any experience with that or you feel like you're by yourself. I would say one of the best things you can do, especially if you're kind of alone in your art business, you don't have a spouse or significant other or friend, you know, do what you can to make sure that you are creating a booth setup and creating work that you can handle. You know, if you're creating humongous work, if you've got a big fancy booth setup, more than likely you're going to need some help with that. So I would just give some thought around that. Like, will my vehicle fit all this in it? Can I handle my tent? Can I pick up the tables? Do I need to maybe choose a lighter table in order to, you know, have some of my work on? Can the panels that I'm showing my work on, are these things that I can handle putting in and out of the car and setting up? And again, if not, make changes with that or get some help. I think most people have friends and family that if you said, hey, I'm doing a show this weekend, I would love for you to come and be a part. I'll buy you lunch or I'll pay for your hotel when you come with me or whatever. But I really would love to just hang out and have you help me. Maybe you take orders and I talk to customers. And I see people do that all the time. And it really, really can lessen the fear around all the logistical challenges. Now, another big thing that people often really struggle with is time management, especially if you are regularly selling work, if you are working with galleries and that sort of thing, and now you got a big show coming up, you got to produce, obviously, inventory for that as well. And so balancing time to not only create your own work, be in your studio, but also prepare for the show is really, really important. I usually, you know, start planning for a show months in advance with some sort of ideal inventory list. And, you know, for me in making my baskets over the years, I kind of know that I have 7 or 8 different styles that I make. And so I usually want to have 2 or 3 of each kind of those styles in different sizes, plus a few special pieces. And I may end up taking about 30 pieces, 35 pieces with me, because I've just found over the years, that's the amount that I need to not only sell work, but have back stock and that sort of thing. But all throughout the months, as I'm planning and getting ready to go for a show, I'm making sure that I'm creating inventory specifically for that show so that when it's time to go, I'm not like, I just sold all my work. I don't have anything. And I'm all stressed out. So planning that out and planning an inventory creation schedule is really, really important and something I would encourage you to make time for. Now, listen, all you guys that are like, but I'm so busy. I don't have enough time. And you're the only person. You're the only person that can control your time, right? So until you put it on a calendar and until you start setting boundaries for yourself, until you actually get in the studio and start making work, you can't complain about that because you're just living willy-nilly. I'm telling artists this all the time in the mentoring program. Artists that are like, I'm overwhelmed. I got so much to do. I can't get out of my work. I'm like it or not, you're choosing to do those other things rather than choosing to focus on your art. And life is about choices. And it doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It just means that if you choose to do one thing, you're choosing just by virtue of choosing that other thing, you're choosing not to give time to the other. And so if you want to have time to build your business, create art, create inventory, all that, you got to set time management boundaries in place to do that. All right. Now, number six, engaging with the public. I hear this all the time. Artists are just like, I don't know what to say. I'm an introvert. I don't know how to talk to people. All this kind of thing. And listen, I get that. I would just say this. Number one, take a deep breath. All right. Know your work. Know why you love making your work. Know what makes your work exciting to you. And just be willing to talk about that with people one-on-one. Nobody's asking you to get on a microphone on a big stand out in front of your tent and be like, come one, come all, come hear about my work. No, you're just having one-on-one conversations with people. Smile. Take a deep breath. Be comfortable. They're coming into your booth because they like you. They already like your work. They already think you're awesome. They already think you're super special and talented. So own it and just be like, thank you so much. You know, what do you like about my work? And, you know, have you seen this kind of technique before? And are you guys looking for work for a special place? Just all sorts of different conversation starters that you can use to begin to engage with the public in a natural sort of way. Don't have this idea that's this fear-based idea that I'm going to say it wrong. They're not going to like me. I'm just going to be the lonely artist over here and I'm going to say the wrong thing and I'm going to run them off and I'm not going to sell anything. Listen, all of that is a mirage in your head. It's all a mirage in your head. And the enemy is the one that is pouring gas on that thing. So you've got to focus your mind on the truth of God's word. Remember, I always say the thoughts you dwell on create the world you dwell in. And that's never, ever more important than when you're in your art show booth. All right. Number seven, comparing yourself to others. We all do it and it's not healthy. And you gotta learn to be confident in your art. And again, this comes with doing it and being out there among people and that sort of thing. But realize every artist that is at a show is self-conscious. Every artist that's out there is worried potentially about making sales and being recognized. And all we're all feeling the same things. And so if you will take the first step and be somebody that encourages somebody next to you or talk about, wow, your work is so awesome. I love it. Da, 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 and just start sowing encouragement like that. I promise you, just like the Bible says, whatever a person sows, that's what they're going to reap. If you'll sow encouragement, you're going to get encouragement and it will squelch that fear of comparison and inadequacy and competitiveness. It will absolutely squelch that. And you'll be able to thrive in encouragement with others around you. All right. Number eight, I would say sales pressure is a big, big fear and anxiety for artists. Maybe you felt this before. And I get it. You know, you got to sell enough. You want to sell enough at a show to more than pay for your expenses. The purpose of these things is not to pay for your expenses. The purpose is to make money. But I found over the years, and you know, I get it. It's difficult to do this sometimes when you're first starting out. But when you see art shows as a marketing investment rather than only a transactional sort of event, it really takes the sales pressure off. What does that mean? It means that I've had shows where I've had my best show of the year, and the very next show, I sold nothing. And if I'm like going from, I'm the best, this is awesome, to I suck, this is horrible, I shouldn't even be an artist. If I'm on that emotional roller coaster, you will not survive. You'll drive yourself crazy. And so you have to realize that shows are opportunities to meet people, get your work out, give out business cards, let people know about what you do, sow seeds of connection and relationship. And you realize over time that as you do that, as you do all your shows all year long, look at the average sale and the average amount of things that you sold over the whole year, and take a long-term and a global view, if you will, to your sales rather than putting all the pressure on every event. Now, if you've been doing an event for 3 years and you never sell anything when you go to that show, more than likely you're either in front of the wrong people, or it's a, you know, not a great show for you, or people aren't coming to buy or whatever. And yes, you can make decisions around that, but don't go in, you know, don't feel like a complete loser and a complete, like, I've lost it, I'm not an artist anymore, just cause you have a goose egg zero show. We've all had it, right? But just realize you're there to sow. You're there to build relationship. You're there to share your work. Yes, you're there to sell, and just trust that God's bringing the right people at the right time to see your work. And I can't tell you how many people over the years have come back to me and bought pieces, and they said, yeah, you know, we've been seeing your work here for years, and now we're finally ready to buy, or we're finally building a house and we're ready for a piece of your work. But it's because I was there and because I was seeing it as marketing, and I didn't give up. That's when I was able to reap the reward. All right. Technical issues, I think, can be a big thing that people fear as well. You know, this concern about payment processing, what if my Stripe thing or my Square reader doesn't work, or all that kind of stuff. And listen, there's always problems that happen, but you can make sure by checking everything beforehand, making sure you got Wi-Fi, making sure you got a battery charger, you know, all those sorts of things. You can really mitigate a lot of those issues and not have to worry about that. And so I would say most of that kind of stuff, again, is unfounded with just a little bit of prep. And then lastly, I think, you know, post-show expectations can be something that artists are kind of fearing sometimes. How do I follow up with contacts? How do I fulfill the commissions? Or how do I keep, you know, I had a great show, how do I keep that momentum? Or I had a horrible show, how do I get back out of this funk and that sort of thing? And all of that, I think, is obviously, number one, it's valid to feel those sort of things. But so many of those things that are the blues or the intimidation that come at the end of a show can really be dealt with, honestly, with a deep breath and a good cup of coffee. And maybe a conversation with a friend, or taking time after the show to say, what worked, what didn't, what's my to-do list for after this? How can I make the most of these opportunities? And just continuing to move forward step by step by step. You know, all of these things, if you look at them all as one big lump, I don't know that anybody would want to do art shows, because it's like, there's so much that could go wrong. But listen, my friend, there's so much that can go right. And when you start understanding the opportunities that art shows have for you to get your work out there, meet other artists, be involved in the art community, meet potential clients, get commissions, get confident in your work. Listen, the benefits far, far, far outweigh all of the difficulties. You know, this month in our mentoring program, we're actually talking a lot about art shows because it's on everybody's mind right now. We actually have created this monster incredible PDF called the Artist Toolkit for Art Show Success that we're going to be walking through in the mentoring program. It's available as a bonus to everybody that joins. And we would love for you to join us inside the mentoring program and be able to get that bonus, as well as all the other bonuses and benefits that come with membership in Created to Thrive. You can start for just $14 and have your first month. I think that's like something like 85% off your first month. It's ridiculous. And you can not only get that bonus, but all the other things as well. Plus, the live coaching and community, which is really, really what makes Created to Thrive stand out from any other program that's out there. I've heard from so many artists over the years, yeah, I joined this thing a couple of years ago, and all you get is a login to a bunch of videos, and that's it, you know, and a Facebook group. And I'm like, well, that isn't how we do things. We've got a huge repository of teaching that we walk you through step by step in a specific order that builds growth in your life. But the most important things that we have about Created to Thrive are, number one, weekly opportunities for live specific coaching to you in our expert hours, in our live Q&A, in our biz chat small groups, where you get to, you know, hang out with other artists. We are doing things that build community and build relationship. We give you opportunities multiple times a week to ask me and ask our expert team questions that are specific things that you're going through. And if you've got questions about your art pricing or how to set up your booth or this great thing or horrible thing happened and what do I do about it or what does God think about this or I'm really struggling with this situation, man, I need some advice. We're not just leaving you on your own. We're there. Like, I'm hearing your question and I'm speaking directly back to you because that's our heart. That's what God's called us to do inside of Created to Thrive. And we would love to help you navigate this whole world of art shows and getting your work out there and developing the confidence that you need to be able to be the artist that God has called you to be. Listen, your art can go from being a passion to really being a pathway that God can use, not only to bring abundance to your life, but also abundance through your life. And nothing would give us greater joy this year than to help be a part of that journey in your life. So you can click the link that's right here in the show notes and find out all about Created to Thrive, become a part of our incredible community today, meet hundreds and hundreds of artists from all over the world that love Jesus, making a living from their work and are doing what you're doing, trying to get this thing off the ground and do all the things that God has called you to do as an artist. My friend, I love you. I'm here for you. We want to be a blessing in your life and pray that you are. Thank you for joining me today on the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. Make sure you recommend it to a friend and make sure you join us again right here as we continue to encourage you to live the life that you were created to live as an artist. Bye. Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.